I'm Kier.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm B.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Neil.
Welcome back, Neil.
Oh, good to be back, guys. Good to be back.
And those are the news for the week ending December 22nd, 2015. We're a little bit early this week because, hey, Christmas. So, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Like every week, we're going to talk about geeky stuff, TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
Basically, our world, Star Wars news time.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, edit that out. You ready? Edit.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you have a country to bomb, that's the week.
Shut up. You're going to edit that. Star Wars news time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's almost accurate. But we're not starting with Star Wars. There's some online media stuff. Men in High Castle is renewed for season 2.
I am super happy that this is. I'm almost sad that I introduced my girlfriend to this show, because it's one of those shows that now we're both slightly behind on, and we always find other crap. So I love it. I'll get back to it. It's just taking a while.
New image for Better Call Saul season 2. I mean, I'm just excited. That show was good, so.
But it's just a picture.
Yeah, but it's just there to excite you. It's like the teaser for Twin Peaks that we have right after. It's just there to excite you a little bit.
But you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It, unlike Batman v Superman, with these teasers, you don't get spoiled on the entire story. So yeah, give me more of these simple teasers.
You guys let me know after you watch it if I should even go back and watch it all.
Twin Peak?
Yeah, because I've never even watched the original.
Well, whatever the new one is, yes, you should.
Okay.
The answer is just yes, you should. That's so good.
Anyone else watching The Expanse?
No. I heard that's pretty good, though.
I've given it one episode so far. I got a couple others downloaded, and I enjoyed it. It was fun. It's dark. It's back to decent production values on sci-fi, which is scary. It's kind of BSG-like without being, I don't know. You just give it an episode or two. It's fun. On the other end of the spectrum, though, Childhood's End, they did a 3-part miniseries on sci-fi. That's an old Arthur C. Clarke book.
Okay.
I think it's Arthur C. Clarke. I'm probably totally wrong. People are screaming at me right now. It's a super major sci-fi writer, and I've read the book, and this is by far not the book. But they're kind of getting to the point and the meat of the book, or the ideas behind the book. It's just, it's sci-fi. It's bastardized. I think it's got your guy in it, Wing, Arrow, maybe.
Stephen Amell?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I believe so. Abby said it might be Arrow or Flash or something. I don't know. I thought of you when she said it.
Okay.
But just because, you know, dude that I don't normally see, and all of a sudden he's lead actor. Anyways, decent show, but they're really fucking it up because, you know, sci-fi.
So movie news, last week something happened nobody saw coming. The Chipmunks movie number 3 outgrows Star Wars. Wait, what? No, sorry. No, yeah. Star Wars broke every box office record in existence. That is not an understatement.
Everything, yeah, no, and it wasn't even open in China, and within 4 days it made $610 million.
It beat the weekend of Jurassic World, which opened in China.
Yes,
at the same time.
But hang on, I seem to recall, I have a hard time believing this, because I seem to recall somebody on this cast a few months
Wing
ago saying
like 110 million.
Well, it's December, everybody's traveling, nobody's gonna go see this movie, it's the holidays. The previous record was only like what, 87 million?
87, 86, yeah. The Hobbit movie.
Yeah, I think that was your fucking biggest that was your biggest weight right there, was the Hobbit movie.
Yeah, but nobody saw, well, everybody saw that coming, but at this point, the movie opened in more theater than it was announced to. By the end, they announced 3,700 theater or something like that at the start, and they finished with 4,200 because everybody was getting bumped and they were putting Star Wars in everything. So for the record, for future, yeah, I was way under it. I agreed, totally lost that bet. But for the people that were like 300 million and more, yeah, no doubt that there's not enough theater to get there yet.
Yeah.
There's just not. So go down.
I mean, they're playing it on every screen all freaking day.
All day long. It's crazy.
They're staying open late. They're opening early. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, and it's from time to time they play some of the Chipmunks movie or Sisters that came out.
Barely.
What, they made $14 million each? So.
Yeah, which is like 8% of the $267 million or whatever that...
No, which is, I would like a ticket for Star Wars. Oh, we're sold out. Oh, I'll go see.
We're sold out in all five theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, but you can wait 20 minutes and I'm sure the sixth theater will open up.
Now the interesting part. Is this a bubble where everybody's going to have seen the movie and nobody's going to go again? Because the early reviews were really great. Now everybody is starting to get their milk sour for some reason. So are people going to go again and again and again? I know I want to go see the movie a couple of times in theater before it's out. I know most of the people that we talk to want to. But are they going to bring their mother the same way people brought their mother to Avatar? That's what I'm curious to see now.
Well, okay, I can give one kind of real life example. A couple of coworkers that have kids wanted to see the feedback from other people that saw it this weekend, so they knew if it was safe for their like 5-year-olds. Now, in the second viewing that I went to, there were a lot of 5-year-olds. So I think you're going to see a lot of these holdout parents taking their kids over the next couple of weeks when school's out.
Yeah, think about that. School breaks in the States here in 2 days. So, yeah. And they're off for, what, 10 days or something like that, 12 days? So there's going to be a lot of downtime for random extra people to go see this again.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree there's a lot of potential. And, like, the next movie that's threatening for Star Wars is, like, Kung Fu Panda 3 or something like that at the end of January. Yeah, it has a lot of space to breathe. But is it going to go over the... Titanic or maybe even the Avatar number? That's what I'm curious to see now. Might be.
I think it will. I'm pretty confident it will.
Not sure yet, but might be.
It's just so good. It's got rewatchability. Yeah. It's fun. It's going to make its damn money.
See it that way. Let's say it breaks Avatar. Make $3 billion. Plus all the product aside that they sold,
they
remade the investment of $4 billion in one movie.
Who made a bad
deal? George Lucas.
No, I don't think in any way, shape, or form he made a bad deal. Because he didn't make a bad deal. He's still, him and all of his generations are set for life.
Yeah,
what's 8 going to do? If, let's say, 7 keeps getting the rave reviews that it does and blah, 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 and then they do 8 and all the trailers start to look good for 8 like this did, 8 could be another fucking crazy one.
It will be. And hey, think about this. So he got paid $4 billion, $2 in cash, $2 in stock.
It's like $4.3 billion. Yeah. I'll have just a .3. Yeah, don't forget that.
The $2 in stock worth so much right now. You have no
actually
idea.
I ran the numbers a couple of weeks ago. It's more than doubled.
Really?
Okay.
Disney shares have more than doubled.
That's the smartest thing that he could have done.
Yep.
Okay. I was totally wrong. It wasn't Stephen Amell. So.
You were thinking of the TMNT trailer that dropped a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But yep. No, you're right. Because that is, yep. Casey Jones, you bastard. Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, it broke fastest 100 million, 200 million, 300 million.
What was the list the other day?
It's Friday. I have a list right here. Highest theater average for a wide release. Biggest opening in all the markets. Biggest IMAX Global, sorry. Biggest domestic opening weekend, biggest worldwide opening
biggest
weekend.
Biggest preview day or whatever, too.
Yeah, biggest Thursday preview gross. Yeah, it's crazy. Right now, it's crushing everything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame it.
Make a good movie. People are going to go see it.
I'm going to go see it again. That's going to be time number 3. I'm going to shell out for the extra IMAX. I'm going to keep helping these numbers.
The only time I was this happy with a movie in the last like year and a half would have been...
Ex Machina?
No, Guardians.
Guardian was fun, yeah.
Guardians was pretty awesome.
All the crap that we gave that.
Yeah, but there was a talking raccoon in a tree.
I know. We ate our crow. We had ate good our reason. Crow.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, hey, Avatar 2, who gives a... I think that's what we're going to start calling those.
Well, but look at this article. We're shooting for 2017, but I don't see this as something important as much as finishing the Tree movie. That means the studio said, tell me, say 2017, and I'm going to say, yeah, it's going to be 2018, maybe 19.
Well, and yeah, this is just on the hype of like, don't forget Avatar's coming out. You know, sometime, isn't that 2009? Or 12 or 11 or something, and they told us that the two or three sequels would be every 2 years from then on.
Yep.
Now it's all we got to do is write it.
Now they're making three sequels. They're going to release 1 year apart.
I'll believe it when I see it. No,
because
like
trilogies
honestly.
Aren't trilogies anymore. They're quadrilogies.
Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever. Whatever. Guy Ritchie, King Arthur, seems to be in trouble.
Well, the movie was supposed to be released that next summer. Like in a really tentpole moment, like July. And now they're releasing it in February. We all remember what happens to movie that goes to die when they're moving them from the summer to January and February.
Kingsman.
Kingsman was always planned for February. That was actually good placement. Something like Jupiter Ascending is more what I'm talking about. Or G.I. Joe 2.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Taking the slot and then moving.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I'm not sure I need this retelling right now, but Disney's doing this. They're doing live versions of everything, so it shouldn't surprise us.
It's King Arthur from Guy Ritchie. I'm not sure it's Disney, but...
Well, it's Sword in the Stone, actually, from Disney, which is kind of... Yeah.
Okay. But Guy Ritchie has not made a good movie in a long time, so...
Snatch, I think.
That's been a long time.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah, you're right. It's been a minute.
It's Sherlock were not that good.
No, they weren't. I mean, they were serviceable for the time, but it's still like, I don't know, it's just Robert Downey Jr. being a nut.
Yeah, basically that's it.
Yeah.
Batman vs. Superman. Lots of German.
Yeah.
I mean, the German TV spot. You get a couple more shots of the Batwing. That's it.
Yeah, but I just put that in there because it's
some
funny
horrible
because it's
voiceover.
In German. Yes, it's so funny. We have a listener Aminga that's out there that I know speak German. So let us know.
So bad.
Just let us know.
Oh, the voiceover. Bad? It reminds me of all the shitty voiceovers you used to tell me about, like 80s Hollywood blockbusters.
Yes, yes. Well, talking about the 80s, Kurt Russell needs to watch Guardians of the Galaxy because they called him for a role and he was like, give me a couple of days to watch the movie and look at the material.
I love his quote that he basically says, I'm one of the four idiots that's never seen it. So fix that.
Yeah.
Well, go on iTunes and tell them like I'm calling you in 5 hours. I mean, done.
And that's what I don't understand. Spend your $7 and possibly cash in a couple million dollars. Like it would be an easy handful of days for you on a set, dude. This is a no fucking brainer.
But he doesn't know yet. He doesn't know yet.
I'm ready for the Hateful Eight.
Oh, yeah. The Hateful Eight looks really, 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 really good. He looks awesome in it. Morpheus is going to be in John Wick 2 as a cameo. Not Morpheus, but...
Solid.
I don't know. If John Wick 2 is half as good as John Wick 1.
Yeah, if it's half as good as John Wick 1 and half the length. If it ends at the first... 45-minute ending before the other endings.
I don't know. I liked all that.
Yeah, I liked it. You know what? It was a solid rental. It was a. I wasn't going to pay the big bucks, but a solid, solid rental.
Definitely. I gave them my $3 or $5 or whatever, and enjoyed the hell out of it.
It's another still in Netflix. Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
I'm excited. Whatever. Well, what I'm most excited about is Deadpool because all the publicity is good, but that IMAX thriller.
This is a chimichanga.
Is this your brain? No, actually, it's a chimichanga. But I'm trying to make a point here.
And then there's this big Rottweiler-sized chimichanga on the coffee table in front of him. This is your brain, or a chimichanga on IMAX. So good.
Yep. I cannot wait for Valentine's Day. Don't let my wife hear that.
Oh my God, that is Valentine's Day.
You're taking her to Deadpool for Valentine's Day?
Dude, I might be in Boston.
I've never
for
said
Valentine's
that.
Nice.
That's funny. So, Star Wars countdown, 520 days until episode 8.
You're such a loser. I'm going to delete that. We can't do it till it's like under a year.
It's a year and a half.
Neil started it at like 200 days, I think.
It's a year and a half, Beef. Come on.
I can't do that. Then it's just going to be tedious.
Next week, I'm going to put you the countdown to Rogue One if you start doing me under a year.
Okay, well, that's a little different. We can have a Star Wars-like segment at the bottom of your own little weird countdowns, but... all the people from the Dino area, wasn't this the congratulatory tweet from them to Star Wars?
Yeah, that was kind of cute. They made a poster.
That was awesome. Yeah.
It's BB-8 receiving a medal from a dinosaur. So, yeah. That's cute what they're doing in between studios with this. Let's face it, when a movie makes a lot of money, it's good for the industry. So, I guess.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens on the biggest opening weekend in galactic history.
Yay.
That is really cool, though. And you know what? I hate to say it, but J.J. Abrams, you're an evil fucking genius. Keep your creative control like you do and make it crazy. People will hate you, but whatever. Apparently, money gets made that way.
You know the funny thing is that the director of the third sequel is the same director as Jurassic World, so he has a chance to like beat himself.
I have a chance to do that every day, but what are you talking about now?
The director of Jurassic World is directing episode 9.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, knowing Steven Spielberg can't pay. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, it'll all work out.
Why don't you know Steven Spielberg? Come on, Beef. Work on that.
I've met him twice. Jeez, I don't really know anyone. I don't know him biblically.
Biblically, well, that's all, at least it's something. Okay, and that's the news because, let's face it, Star Wars happened. Nobody else wanted to be in the news.
Nope.
Star Wars. Do you think we're going back to normal movie news for a couple of weeks?
God, I hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have to avoid the internet anymore.
No, you don't.
Oh, that would be so nice, wouldn't it?
Well, I had to from Thursday till Saturday morning.
Hey, feel your pain, brother.
So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll give you some more newsy-type stuff next week.
Thanks for having me back on the cast, guys. No, that was awesome.
Thank you, Neil.
Anytime.
See you soon.
Deuces. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.